Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean.
Good morning. We've got a little entertainment breaking news that just came over literally a couple of minutes ago. You know, the Foo Fighters have canceled all of their concerts following the death of their longtime drummer, Taylor Hawkins. Well, this morning, the band announced that they are going to do two Taylor Hawkins tribute concerts. One will be at Wembley Stadium in London on September 3rd. The other will be at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles on September 27th. So they haven't announced any other shows. They're saying there could be some more that will follow. But Foo Fighters, coming out of their mourning period, I guess you might say, in which they canceled everything with the announcement of these two shows just a couple of minutes ago.
Be nice to see him around here. Who knows?
Very true.
Right?
Very true. I would love that.
Let's talk about the Joker sequel.
Yeah, apparently that's also going to be happening very soon. Not really a big surprise, since the Joker movie that came out a couple of years ago made $1 billion at the box office, got about 10 Oscar nominations, Best Actor win for Joaquin Phoenix. Now, the director of that movie has pretty much confirmed that there definitely will be a sequel. On Instagram yesterday, he posted a picture of the cover of the script that reads Joker Folie à deux, which is a French medical term, folie à deux, that refers to a mental disorder that affects two or more people. That seems to fit the whole Joker profile,
I guess.
Joaquin Phoenix is not officially signed on to the project yet, but it'd be a pretty big shock if he didn't slip into that role again. Normally, when they do projects like that, they sign on with the possibility of two sequels after an original film. So, fingers crossed. I thought Joker was a phenomenal film. I'd love to see another one.
Can we say about Nick Cannon that he's producing quite a few sequels?
I think we can say that Nick Cannon needs to find a few more hobbies. That's for sure. Nick Cannon, you know, a comedian, a host of many a television show, is the father of seven kids right now. Seven kids with four different women. He's got another baby due later on this year, which would be number eight, with a fifth woman. And in a podcast on which he was on yesterday, he said, quote, "The stork is on the way again." He was asked if the rumors are true that there are three more babies on the way, and he said that he tried celibacy. It only lasted for about 6 weeks. He went into a period of deep depression, and apparently this is how he found his way out of the deep depression. Yes, see, sequel upon sequel upon sequel seems to be what's headed Nick Cannon's way.
We're going to get a movie about the life of Madonna. Who's going to play Madonna, and when is this happening?
Well, that's it's at least a year off, but they have announced that the actress who... Oops, my computer just went dark on me here. Wait a second. Okay, let's see.
Want me to sing a Madonna hit for you?
Yeah,
while
you call Nick Cannon and see what he's doing during the delay. It's the actress Julia Garner. Julia Garner has been chosen. She's from Inventing Anna. She's been chosen over about a dozen other actresses to take on the role of Madonna in a biopic, which is going to be made on Madonna's life. You know, they're looking for somebody who not only has the acting chops, but needs to be able to sing and dance. And they say that Julia Garner is the one for that. I hope she's working on her fake French accent that Madonna now uses.
She specializes in fake accents.
Yeah, somehow this girl from Detroit now speaks like she's from France.
I can see her playing Madonna. She's got the look.
She definitely has that kind of rough around the edges look, yes.
Let's get to Dean's Lollapalooza news.
Yeah, this is a little bit historic, I guess you might say. You know, Lollapalooza was really created as an alternative to pop music festivals, pop rock. It was an opportunity for bands that you've really never heard of to get some exposure. Now, Lollapalooza has grown and morphed over the years. It includes hip-hop music. It includes dance music. It includes lots of things that were not a part of the original concept. And now it will include K-pop music. The artist known as J-Hope, who is part of the superstar boy band BTS, just ask your kids or your grandkids who J-Hope is, they will definitely be able to tell you, is going to close out Lollapalooza. He'll be performing solo, headlining on Sunday, July the 31st. He now becomes the first South Korean artist to headline a main stage at any major U.S. music festival in the United States. Perry Farrell, who founded Lollapalooza, says Lollapalooza is a place where all musical genres live in harmony. So there are going to be a lot of screaming teenagers at Lollapalooza at that stage on the final night of Lollapalooza in Grant Park.
Before we get to what's new with the stream and on the stream, someone is not happy with Yellowstone. What's this all about?
Well, the residents in Montana are not so happy with Yellowstone. You know, it's big, it's beautiful, it's picturesque. And now the fancy city slickers are all moving in because they like what they saw on the TV series Yellowstone with Kevin Costner. They say that the population there has increased 10%. It's brought more traffic, higher rent, and overall it's more expensive now to live in certain parts of Montana because of the TV show. So
people would go there to get away from everybody.
Yeah, well, that's now there's too many people who have gone there to get away from everybody. Now everybody's there, apparently. And the locals don't like these, you know, these city slickers coming in and messing up their quiet. So thanks, Yellowstone.
What do we got to watch as far as home video and streaming?
Well, let's see what we've got here for you. There's a new Marvel superhero debuting this week on a streaming series called Ms. Marvel, MS Ms. Marvel, that follows a New Jersey teen dealing with her new superpowers. It's on Disney Plus. HBO Max has Oscar winner Alicia Vikander starring in a showbiz satire, which is called Irma Vep. On Friday, the sixth and final season of Peaky Blinders will drop on Netflix. For Pride Month, Peacock is rebooting Queer as Folk. That's going to start on Thursday. Adam Sandler's got this new movie that's out that is on Netflix. It's called Hustle, where he plays. It's one of Adam Sandler's serious roles. I think he's very good when he does serious roles. He plays a scout who discovers some new basketball talent overseas, tries to get back in with the NBA. Queen Latifah's in it, Robert Duvall. Also, I've got a whole bunch of new comedy out. David Letterman has a new series in which he spotlights up-and-coming comedians called That's My Time. Amy Schumer's doing something similar called Parental Advisory with Amy Schumer that is out. And if you like documentaries, the one that's called The Janes takes a look at a group of Chicago women who helped other women end their pregnancies in the years before Roe versus Wade. Pretty topical stuff now. That is on HBO Max.
That Letterman series, it's called That's My Time, and he interviews up-and-coming comics?
He interviews up-and-coming comics, and you get a little taste of the up-and-coming comics. So he's, you know, featuring some new stuff. I can't get enough of Letterman, as far as I'm concerned.
I just went back and watched his interview with, it was the Jerry Seinfeld Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, or whatever it's called, which is really fun. And I saw the Dana Carvey episode, which was really, really enjoyable.
I've been watching old clips of his shows.
Oh, yeah.
Larry Bud Melman, best. And like the him with the Velcro suit jumping on the wall.
Well, and the Paul Schaefer music segment. Oh, spectacular.
It's all on. It's all on YouTube now.
What do you know about this project? Apparently, there's some filming that's been going on around here that's called Working Illinois Project. But now there are reports that is going to be the Real Housewives of Winnetka.
Yeah,
you know anything about this?
That's what they're saying. I know that there is an unnamed alleged cast member of the show who posted something on social media saying, "I'm currently in contract to become an inaugural housewife on The Real Housewives of Winnetka. We've been filming for a couple of weeks under this generic title that you just mentioned, Working Illinois Project, but our producers just told us that we are in a Real Housewives franchise." So, that's really all we know. We don't even know who posted that. We do know, this is from Andy Cohn, who has, created all these Real Housewives shows. He said that there was a moment when Tinsley Mortimer, who I guess was a Real Housewife of New York at one time, moved to Chicago to be with her former fiancé. And it's possible that this whole Winnetka thing is kind of centered around her. Very early, and I wish we could know who is saying this and get some confirmation. But
we'll have more rumors tomorrow.
Why not? Why not Winnetka? I can't think of a better place to expose the treachery of Real Housewives.
Thanks, Dean. We'll talk to you.